All right, Daniel McCartan here at Varsity House in, this is what, Orangeburg?
Yeah, Orangeburg, New York, yep.
With Mike Riley, one of the newest Pittsburgh Steelers for this season. So you're already giving back to the community. I was watching the lineman camp going on here.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a no-glory position.
Yeah, definitely. We got to teach the offensive linemen here. You know, it's kind of hard to find coaches to really teach them, you know, really good basic technique. So, you know, Dan Goodman, he was really the one running the show here today, and I was kind of helping out with him today. You know, we were doing offensive, defensive work, but, you know, that's been Dan's kind of his baby for a little while. You know, he likes to teach offensive linemen. He played at URI, so.
You said you were training with him since high school.
Yeah, so. He's been my trainer since about sophomore year of high school, so a long time.
He gets results, that's for sure. So you're currently signed on with the Steelers, set to go for training camp, which is in, like, 10 days.
Yeah,
it's soon.
It's coming up pretty soon. I think I report the 27th, so getting there.
Yeah. So what are your impressions of the Steelers so far?
I love it. I mean, the coaching staff is great. Honestly, they're awesome. You know, Tomlin's really, really cool, too. He's a William & Mary alum. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, I went to William & Mary, Go Tribe. So, it's great to have a coach who really genuinely cares about the players. Not only his players, he cares about William & Mary guys, too, that are there right now. You know, he's how many years removed, and he's still asking me about how's the quarterback looking, how's the running back looking.
That's so cool.
He genuinely cares. It's really awesome. And then Joey Porter's my positional coach. I mean, you can't learn from anybody better than that.
That's true.
The guy's done it for a long time at the highest level, so it's incredible.
So you were out with the Cardinals for a little while, but then having Tomlin, did you think he had a hand in getting you back to the Steelers?
I would like to think so. You know,
yeah.
A lot of times you don't really know what goes behind the scenes, goes on behind the scenes. I just kind of listened to my agent. He said, hey, we're going up to Pittsburgh. And I was like, let's go do it. So,
yeah.
You know, I try not to worry about those things. But, let my agent kind of take care of it. Yeah, earn his money.
That's right. So is it harder to make a roster of a team that went so deep into the playoffs?
I'm not really sure. I guess it could be because, obviously, you would think that they had a lot of very good players, too. But the reason why those teams are so good and go so deep into the playoffs is because they bring in new talent and they bring in the best guys they can.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd like to think that that's what they think of me. You know, I have the ability to play there, so that's what I like to think.
Do you ever reminisce about William & Mary with Tomlin? Any old stories?
Yeah, there's actually – it was pretty cool. There was a spring game, and I was out there. You know, this was the first time I was really getting real play time, and I got out there, and I had a sack. And I came to the sideline. I was really excited. And Tomlin kind of comes over. He was at the spring game at the time, and he just kind of taps me on the shoulder. He's like, "Hey, 95." Obviously, he didn't even know my name yet. He's like, "Might want to go for the ball next time. You know, you got to get that ball back for your offense." And I was like, "Yes, sir." So
definitely,
might want to take some advice from an NFL coach. So that's one of the things that I remember about him.
Yeah, he must have liked you.
Yeah, definitely.
So do you feel like going against, you know, in training camp and hopefully the season, going against a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger make you a better player day in and day out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ben is so good. He throws the ball exactly where it needs to be. I know there was one time I was taking a drop, and you know, I'm trying to get out there as fast as I can, and the ball zooms right over my head, right into the receiver's hands. Like, well, you know, if you're not exactly where you need to be, he'll put it exactly where it needs to be. So he's a great player.
Makes you better by default, for sure.
Yeah, it makes you perform better.
Yeah, so you were in Cleveland and Arizona. Is your family happy that, you know, we're in close to Altapan? Are they happy you're back on the East Coast
I think they're definitely a little happy about that. It was kind of weird being out on the West Coast time, you know, the 3-hour difference.
Yeah.
So, you know, they'd be going to bed early, you know, trying to call me, you know, trying to talk about my day and everything, and I'm still, you know, in the middle of doing something, you know, 3-hour difference, but... I think who's really the most excited is my college roommate, George Beerhalter, and his parents. He's from Pittsburgh, so I lived with a Pittsburgh guy for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So he was pretty excited when I got that call, and his parents were too, so hopefully I'll have them out for one of the training camp days. They can come out and watch practice. It'd be awesome.
That's cool. So are they playing the Jets, Giants this year?
I'm not sure. I didn't even look.
I don't know.
I hope so, right?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Cool.
You got a good crowd section going.
Right.
All right, so I have this new thing called Out of Bounds Athlete Karaoke.
Yeah. Let's see what I can do here. I have to challenge my inner George Strait right now. Okay, we'll Sam Hunt here.
Ready? Okay. Complete it. I'm going to stop it.
A house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV on. Break the boombox out.
That's good. All right.
Hunt.
There you go. He got it.
One for one.
All right. How about let's try this one.
Cold beer on a Friday night, pair of jeans that fit just right,
and the radio on.
Wow, you might be one of the best we've had on this so far. Okay, how about little Luke Bryan?
Okay. All them others, I don't know. It's a rough one.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I'm not the biggest Luke Bryan fan. I don't really jam to his songs that well. So we're 2 for 3 right now?
Yeah. All right, last one. Here you go. This is going to be funny.
Let's see what we got. Dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive.
Well, that was good. You definitely one of the better ones. You are a workhorse here in Varsity House Gym in Orangeburg, and I watch you lift weights, and the bar is bending. I mean, you're in tip-top shape.
Right.
How important is that?
I think it's of utmost importance. You know, personally, everybody's kind of got a different style. You know, a lot of guys really rely on athleticism. A lot of guys, you know, rely on technique a little bit more. You know, what's worked for me in the past and what's been working for me is just being in the best physical shape I can be, you know, strength and conditioning. It's done so well for me in the past, you know, and I genuinely enjoy it too. You know, a lot of guys go into the gym and they do it because that's what they have to do, but I genuinely enjoy it. Even if I wasn't playing pro football, I'd be working hard in the gym. You know, my day doesn't really feel complete without it. So, you know, I genuinely enjoy it and I love it. And helps me on the field, so win-win.
Cool. Very cool. So, and your personal goal for the 2016 season?
My personal goal is I want to make the 53-man roster. You know, I think I have the talent, I have the ability, I put in the work. I'm learning the defense as best I can. You know, I just want to go out there and perform during training camp. You know, it was a little bit more difficult last year because I was a defensive end in college, and I moved to playing linebacker, outside linebacker in the pros. And to be honest with you, I had no idea what coverages were, really. I really couldn't tell you the difference between a cover 3 and a cover 4. I didn't know, you know, and that's like basic.
You're playing a lot of Madden,
assume. Right? So that's basic football. And so not only was it a physical transition for me, it was a big mental transition, too, in learning how to play the position. And you know, throughout the past year in this offseason, I've learned so much, made tremendous strides as an outside linebacker, not just as a football player. So I think it's time to really just go play and go make
good.
Plays. So
that's awesome.
I'm excited.
Very cool. Well, good luck. We'll be
Thank
rooting you
so
for
much.
You from here
Thank
for
you.
Sure. All right. Daniel McCartan, Michael Riley.